Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
Today we're going to speak to Thomas of Lera of Domaine Abbé Cassis. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
Hello, Max. How are you? I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
Thanks. Everything is great. So let's talk about you. Who are you and what do you do?
So my name is Thomas. I'm Thomas Laflèche. I'm the commercial director of a company which name is Domaine Francis Abbé Cassis. So Francis Abbé Cassis is the name of the owner of the company. It's a family-owned company, quite newly established in the Cognac region, with the specificity of producing only single estate cognac. So we produce single estate cognac from 370 hectares of vineyard, which are located in different region of Cognac, I mean different cru.
So which growth areas do you cover?
We do have vineyard in Grand Champagne, in the Petite Champagne region, and also in the Fambois region. So we are located in three cru of the six cru of the appellation.
Yes, and perhaps we should note that the headquarters is actually almost around the corner, so you are neighbors of ours, quite close, I think 15 minutes drive or so.
Yes, we are.
Close to Blanzac.
Exactly. Yeah, we are very, very close to each other. Yeah, that's true. So Domaine Francis Abbé Cassis, as I told you, is quite newly established because the man Francis Abbé Cassis was formerly a wine producer in the south of France, decided about 20 years ago to develop the concept of single estate cognac in the region. So this is why he came to the Cognac region, to Charente, and bought different estates with fantastic location, I mean, in the very best terroir of the region, only on top of hills in very chalky places, in order to produce single estate cognac and bring his knowledge of wine to the cognac business. So he bought estates on which there were already some stock, some old cognac. So the first estate he bought was in the Petite Champagne, named Cognac Réviseur, and this was in the year 2001. There is about 90 hectares of Petite Champagne vineyard, so it's only Uniblanc grapes, with the distillery, with all the facilities, with all the stocks. And the second estate was the estate Lera, Domaine Lera, located in Fambois, also with about 90 hectares of vineyard, only Uniblanc grapes, a very, very chalky soil, a very, very specific Fambois. And then he bought two estates in the Grand Champagne vineyard, and the last one is about 2 years ago in Saint-Preuil, in the heart of the Grand Champagne. And so when he took over the previous vineyard, there were two existing brands, which I already named. They are Cognac Réviseur and Cognac Lera. And he decided in 2005 to create his own cognac brand with his name. And this brand is Abbé Cassis Cognac. So if we pronounce it in English, then it will be ABK6 Cognac. Mm-hmm. So he's using, the three letters ABK and number six. So it's his family name written as a text message, as an SMS. So a very modern approach, a modern name, a modern brand name for cognac. So today we produce those three brands still. Réviseur, 100% Petite Champagne, Cognac Lera, 100% Fambois, and Cognac ABK6, Abbé Cassis, for which we have two ranges. Now we have the classic range, which is a blend of our Fambois and Petite Champagne. And we are about to launch a new range, beginning of 2001, exclusively Grand Champagne, 100% Grand Champagne Cognac.
Nice. But which will also be under the name of Abbé Cassis, or will be different brand name?
That will be under the name Abbé Cassis also, but with a different packaging, yes.
I mean, perhaps you could also mention that you also do other innovative products. For example, you do the Abbé Cassis honey liqueur.
Yes, this is true. We have one of our neighbor actually is a honey producer. He has placed some beehives around our vineyard. He's a good friend of us, and we have decided a few years ago. I think it was the trend of the whiskey and honey worldwide at that time, and we're thinking about why don't we drink or don't we try to produce or to blend cognac and honey, but not using any artificial honey? We have a lot of honey producers in France. We should try to combine our knowledges of the honey producer, combining his knowledge with our knowledge of cognac producer. So we have tried with this neighbor, with our friend, and the result was quite amazing. So we have created this this honey liquor, which is a liquor based only on cognac. So cognac is the only spirit used for this liquor, and honey. So it's about 87% of cognac and 13% of honey.
Wow, 13% of actual honey in there. That's interesting.
Yes, of real honey we're buying. Yeah, we're buying per kilo, you know, and then from him is producing just in a small chestnut tree forest located behind our vineyard of Lera in the Finbois. And the chestnut tree honey is very, you know, dark and very intensely aromatic honey, and it matched perfectly the taste of young, fresh and fruity VS cognac that we blend together.
I have tasted it, yeah. No, I really liked that idea. I thought it was quite innovative, quite cool. Good idea.
Thank you.
Maybe let's talk about the product we are tasting today.
So today we have decided to select quite an emblematic cognac of our range. It's the Cognac Lera XO Hordage. So we have different XOs in the Cognac Lera range because the Cognac Lera estate is very old estate. It's close to 200 years old. And we have a lot of old cognac in stock, which allow us to blend different level of XO. So this Lera XO Hordage is the first XO of our range. So, you know, the minimum requirement of aging for an XO is 10 years by law. And for this cognac, we go up to 20, 25 years old of cognac that we use for this blend. So it's 100% Finbois cognac. It's also 100% Uni Blanc cognac that is harvested only on one site. So it's a single estate cognac. The vineyard is located in our domain, which name is Domaine de Chez Maillard, in the heart of the Cru Finbois. It's about 15, 20 kilometers on the south of Angoulême. And it's a top of hill, very chalky soil. And the average age of the vineyard on this site is between 40 to 50 years old. We do not have a very big production in terms of volumes, in terms of quantity, but the quality of the harvest is really good. Almost every year, of course, it depends on the vintage, but we have very fantastic people working on the vineyard, and they really do their best to extract the best from their soil and from their terroir.
Perhaps we should quickly talk about Uni Blanc. Could you explain what Uni Blanc is?
Uni Blanc, without going too much into details, Uni Blanc grape is the grape variety of cognac, so white grape variety, which is the most used in the cognac region. I think it's about 98% of the vineyard, which is planted in Uni Blanc. And we use the Uni Blanc grape for the cognac for different reasons. First is the acidity that the wines, this grape variety brings into the wine, which will be very interesting for the distillation. And secondly, is the grape variety which adapts very well to the type of soil and to the climate that we have in the cognac region. So with the very chalky soil and oceanic climate that we have, this grape variety is growing perfectly and arrives at maturity mid-September to mid-October, depending on the vintage. So we use exclusively this grape variety in order to produce very aromatic and acid wine, which are perfect for the distillation of our cognacs.
Great. So coming back to the XO Hordage.
Yes. So so we harvest everything by machine on site. Then it's pressed on site, and we do the double distillation. And this is a bit specific of the Cognac Lera that we produce. And this Cognac Lera XO Hordage is that we have this distillation method of using the lees. So the lees of the wine, or we use the fine lees, which are the dead yeast after the fermentation of wine, that we keep with the wine for the distillation. We have different distillation method in the Cognac region. So for our Cognac Lira, we keep the lees. So it's a bit more technical to distill, but at the end, we extract a very aromatic eau de vie in order to start the aging. So in the Cognac Lira, we have very fine, very elegant, very fruity with white fruits and citrus flavors, just at the beginning of the aging after the distillation. And then this cognac is aged in only French oak barrels. We use both 350 and 400 liters of capacity. And we have an aging which starts always in new oak barrels. And then we have to really take care of the beginning, the first month of aging of the cognac, because the extraction of flavors from the oak is quite intense at the beginning of the aging. It's quite quick. So the cognac spent 4 to 6 months maximum in this new cask. And when the cellar master and the owner, who taste regularly every day, every week, they taste samples of our cognacs, when they decide that this batch has taken enough flavor from the oak, from the new oak, we decide to transfer this eau de vie in aging in all the barrel. And then we keep aging the cognac, but in all the cask, in order to still have evaporation, concentration of the flavors, but in order to not bring too much oak to our cognac. And we have the result at the end. I mean, after 15, 20, 25 years for the cognacs that we use for this Exo Ordage, Lera, they have extract very good flavors of the oak, the vanilla, the spices at the beginning, but they have managed to keep what is very interesting for the at the beginning of the aging is the citrus and floral flavor. So at the end, for this Exo Ordage, we have a very good balance between the fresh flavors of a young eau de vie and the influence of the oak and the aging.
Great. So you already started to talk about the taste. So let's quickly talk about the nose and the mouth, perhaps.
Yes, on the nose, and first a quick look at the color of the of this cognac, because Lera, as I told you, is just aged few months in new barrel, so we do not have too much oak, we don't have too much color. It's not a very, very dark cognac. It's quite, we would say, old gold color. And on the first nose, we get light spices, we get hint of oak, we've got some light flavors of honey as well, like acacia honey, you know, the light one, not the chestnut strong honey. And on second nose, we can feel some candied orange, some more ginger and nutmeg flavors coming out as well. So it's quite rich and aromatic and pleasant nose that we have for this cognac, which is not aggressive at all, not aggressive at all. It's a very full-bodied cognac, but very straightforward, very elegant, with a technical cognac. So the taste is very round and smooth and harmonious. And you have, I would say, the same type of aromas or flavors that you had with the nose in the mouth. So you still have a light touch of oak, beautiful notes of honey again, a little hint of vanilla, and specialists said that we also have kind of butterscotch and gingerbread flavor for the finish. So quite complex. Complex.
Well, this is an excellent presentation. Yeah, it sounds very complex for sure. Thank you very much, Thomas.
Thank you very much, Max. My pleasure. See you soon for another cognac.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, I will talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!